my name is Maeve O'Sullivan and this poem is called Vocal Cords. The Sligo train takes me to the singing place, the place where mines and quarries can be treacherous and the undertaker buys more than his fair share of drink, where the famine graveyard is a single field, the sun shining on its silent slope this afternoon as my friend refuses to play a flute lament. I am here to sing, and sing I do, in a classroom of women who have journeyed to this town to do the same. We learn 20 songs together from Bleak Rosie with the red jacket and the ready laugh. We sing about the good ship kangaroo, the bunny bunch of roses, and the verdant braes of Skreen. We sing next door to the harpers and fiddlers. We drink tea with the box players and the set dancers. We nod to the baron and whistle players. We sing. Our instruments are invisible. We carry them everywhere. They are our own and only they can marry the words to the tunes. In Monica's bar we swap songs like beads, applause stringing this one to the next. We sing of emigration, of love charmed or doomed, of death and Napoleon. We can't stop singing except to listen to another song. We don't want the singing to stop, but voices will not hold out forever without a break. The train home is silent. So I wrote this poem after a trip to the Joe Mooney Summer School in County Leitrim. It's a festival of Irish traditional music. And it went on to be published in The Stinging Fly and it became the title poem of my collection, Vocal Cords, in 2014. But I suppose I really wanted the poem to evoke my love of folk singing and all the kind of crack and collegiality that goes with that between singers and between musicians. And this is happening up and down the country, you know, every night of the week. And I think it's something maybe that we take a little bit for granted, but it's a very unique aspect of Irish culture. And I feel very privileged to be a small part of that.